This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour on Thursday, October 29th. Next week, Election Day, Tuesday. When are we going to know who the next president is? Oh, check in with me next year.
We'll know by this time next year. How about that?
Yes, we will. It may be a bit backwards for some, but the first step that we take toward rearranging the present circumstances when we are so concerned about COVID, we're concerned about Black Lives Matter, the election, all that stuff, I say you stop dwelling on the present circumstances and think to the future. It's hard to do, but it's much better than thinking about, I've long been a proponent of the now, right? Tolle's book on the now, it is about the now, but yet I'm reminded of something that, the preacher said, what's his name, that fancy-suited big car preacher that's in Texas that I talk about.
That's like all of
Joel,
them.
Like
Joel. No, Joel Osteen. Yeah. Who said the rear view mirror is small for a reason and the windshield is big for a reason because you're looking ahead. So I would like to think that we could stop dwelling on some of this stuff anyway. But having said that, I think it is important for us to pick apart maybe... I think the reason I said that, ladies, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keener is here, I'm Doug Steffen, the polls that keep us sort of wondering, really, is this what the public is thinking, or is this just a joke? People, I know when somebody asks me, and I haven't been asked that often in a poll, I don't really tell them.
Where have you been asked, though, coming out? Because I don't know a single person who's ever been polled for a political thing.
I don't know many people either. I remember being polled coming out of the grocery store.
That's why I don't really believe polls, honestly.
Well, that may be true, and I think that's part of why I just said what I did. The election and all the boasts on both sides, and this is what we're going to do. I noticed that for the weekend, it looks like Biden and Obama are going out together, right? Is that?
I think they'd be smart to go out separately because Biden has to cover some ground. He's been taking like every other day off and doing virtual events in the week leading up to the election. So hopefully they'll break up and go cover more ground that way. But maybe they'll do some joint events. I'm not sure. I do know that today, though, and it's really fun to watch if you're into politics, it's fun to watch where the candidates go in the final week because that shows you where they see their path to victory. And both candidates happen to be in the same place today, and that's actually the first time it's happened in this election cycle. Trump is going to be at, I think, two or three different rallies in Florida. He'll start out in Miami. He'll make his way to Tampa. Biden is going to be rallying in Tampa as well. So for Trump's rally is scheduled first, and then Biden's got like a drive-in rally that's scheduled. So you'll be able to see the direct comparison with enthusiasm of some of the voters, some of the people that attend the rallies, and this state of Florida is important. For Trump to win, he has to win Florida. This is for any Republican, by the way, to win nationally, you have to win Florida because California and New York are already going to the Democrats. It's already a blue state. Texas will most likely go to Republicans, despite popular opinion about it being a swing state. Now, it will be red still. Florida is that swing state that really makes or break a candidate from the big earliest vote counts on election night. So that's why Trump spends a lot of time there. And it's gone back and forth over the last few years. Remember, it was the source of many troubles, Florida, in the George Bush-Al Gore election. Bush won it again, then Obama won it, then Trump won it. So it is a true swing state where it goes back and forth. And right now, Real Clear Politics actually has them in a dead heat, 48% to 48%. So
see, that's another poll I believe. I believe Trump is going to easily win Florida. So I don't know. I just don't think that these polls, Well, the other thing
is... All right, so let's not talk about the polls. Let's not waste our time. There's an overview out shows sort of or suggests how Biden went from what he referred to, I think he used to call himself middle class Joe, right? And to the money that he has now, like a lot of politicians I always recount the LBJ story. He was a school teacher. He became a local public official in his area of Texas. Then he ran for Congress, lost the first time, won the second time. From that point, he came up the ladder, but never made more than, at that time, congressmen were making $30,000, $40,000 a year, and then was president at $200,000 a year. Nobody can quite understand how he amassed the wealth that he did, including owning the major radio and television stations in several cities in Texas. So when he died, he was worth $14, $15 million. And that's the story, I think, of all of these people, whether it just is Joe. I mean, at some point in time, people need to realize what they do with their campaign money. They can do whatever they damn well please.
Yeah,
well,
it's,
I think it's also, but it's, yeah, it's speaking engagements, it's book deals. I mean, everybody makes millions when they leave office, whether you're vice president. Jill Biden also wrote a book. She got a big book deal about that. So, I mean, that's just, that happens to everybody.
Here's the problem.
It doesn't matter what side
and that's fine. I think if you write a book, you do all that stuff, okay. I think when you start using your name and your position to sell out the country that you're supposed to be representing, that's when it becomes
a problem. But how
has he
done that? What specific stuff has
just so you guys, I mean, because I know it's not being covered, just so you guys realize where Joe Biden's wealth is really coming from, it's coming from this deal that his son and his brother made with the Chinese. And by the way, no one is denying it. Not Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden,
Joe
and not Jim
already
Biden.
Joe Biden said he's never
They're
taken a dime
it.
From any foreign, yeah. current foreign
right,
country.
But he's taken
it, from his son.
From his son, right. It's called plausible deniability.
But they also haven't been able to
prove
that Hunter ever got any of the money that he was promised.
They already know. He got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow. He was getting like $138,000 a month from Burisma Capital, and there was a $10 million deal. No, it's actually more than that, they found out. $10 million deal with the Chinese, and there was a 10% buffer that was going to the big guy. All Joe Biden needs to say is, I was the big guy or I wasn't the big guy, because no one... And the FBI and the Senate Intel and everybody has said that these emails are authentic. They are not Russian disinformation. The FBI has come out and said that. So if the emails are real and we know that this deal took place, then we need to know if Joe Biden took the money or not. And then you have to decide for yourself. Do you care if his son is using the name, or is the line if the candidate
is using
his name?
So are we going to apply those same standards to the Trumps?
Absolutely.
Who are in it with every other country? We don't know who our current president is in debt to for $400 million. Dollars.
Find me the deal.
Who is
Find
he personally on the hook for? What deal?
Find me the deal that has Donald Trump Jr. taking $10 million from the Chinese, our greatest adversary on the planet. You're not going to be able to find it, because if you did, the news media would be talking about it. Instead, they're blacking it out, and they're
not
letting
sure
people
the
know.
Would
it
be
is,
talking about it.
Of course they would be. All they want to talk about are fake stories. Remember when we heard this was another story that happened over
well,
the last
But answer my question,
hours.
Though. Where our current president is in personal debt for $400 million. We don't know who he owes that money to.
But did he use his presidency?
$400 million.
Did he use his presidency to create better situations for himself? And
you don't
everybody
think so?
Says, no,
he couldn't
I don't.
Really, Jen? I mean, come on. I know you love Trump, but the bottom line is he has absolutely benefited from this.
Victoria,
not
does,
only has
does
he
it bother
built
you?
The secrets.
Does it bother you?
Does it bother me?
Does it
no one cares what Trump does?
Does it bother you that Joe Biden has cut a deal with the Chinese and now
I have not seen evidence of that.
One, well, then look, because it's there.
I have
one breath away.
Let me move this to the Russians for a minute.
But wait a second. Just because we're one breath away from having Joe Biden sit in the White House, do you think he is going to be the one who is toughest on China if he indeed made this deal?
No, I'm going to answer that question. No. That's what bothers me about Biden, frankly.
I don't think that that's a real thing. I really don't. Well, I don't think that's a real concern. But again, though, who does Trump owe $400 million to? They're not from American banks.
He's got all of his loan disclosures out in his presidential forms.
For $400 million? Because that has not been reported on. Because I've looked for that.
Every loan has been part of his presidential disclosure that he did.
No, there's a lot of stuff under Trump Inc. Yeah. Yeah, Trump Inc. has got a lot of stuff hidden there.
Let's talk about the Russians for a minute. Because now it's become very obvious this last week or so of Russian meddling. We talked about it, sort of joked about it in the 2016 presidential election. But now with all these investigations, and now it's easier to identify where hacks are coming from. Apparently the Russians have hacked into Democratic Party officials' email, and there's a wave of fake news stories from a lot of different sources that are Russian that are aimed at helping Trump.
Isn't it funny? Look, I do the tech report here on this show. Every single day I read a different tech report that's not like a mainstream thing that people talk about. But in the world of tech reporting, that's an everyday occurrence that a different Russian hack in favor of Trump is out there.
Well, they're not favoring
Biden.
Which administration actually went harder at Russia? President Trump has actually sanctioned the Russians for their election meddling.
Why are they trying to defeat Obama before he did?
Here's the problem. We have to be able to agree on the truth. And the truth is that an initial set of sanctions came out after the election from President Obama. But President Obama knew about Russian meddling in the election before the election and did nothing to stop it, and he didn't tell the American people. Let's fast forward 4 years now. And last week, the reason we're even talking about Russian meddling is because Trump's FBI and Department of Justice came out and said, this is a scandal. Make sure you protect your vote. Make sure that you're not falling victim for this. Take heed. And they've also sanctioned the Russians harder than any other administration. So, yes, are people meddling in our election? Yes, but at least we have administration who's trying to deal with
that. All right, so that's one bit of meddling. Now, you look at the Postal Service, you look at what's going on locally, ballots are being thrown away, not counted, ballot boxes being burned.
We've got a fiasco here next week,
and it's all because of this damn early voting. I think that has become an outrageous travesty.
Well, we tracked our ballots. They've been delivered and counted.
Good.
So
congratulations.
But how many people haven't made it?
I mean, look at all the ballots that have been burned, destroyed in these boxes.
Ballot boxes, entire boxes.
I mean, how can we claim any, whoever wins, how do they claim legitimacy, given the Russians' involvement in screwing around and the Chinese involvement in screwing around and our own foolishness that's going on here? There's a policeman sitting outside a police car here in Framingham, Massachusetts. Every single place in the city hall is a policeman guarding the clerk's office where people can go in and vote until tomorrow. And there are at least a dozen other places around town. They've assigned a policeman 24 hours a day to watch these boxes.
And thank goodness.
Instead of, oh, my God, vote on election day, for God's sake.
Well, if you can't vote on election day, depending on where you are.
Why can't you?
I can't in the state of New Jersey.
Stink about that.
I already voted. My vote counted. I've tracked my ballot. So it's not that hard to track your ballot. And I didn't mail it in. I did the drop box, and we drove two towns over to make sure that the drop box that we used was at a police station. And I literally stood there and looked at all the cameras and made sure that the ballot box was being monitored 24/7. Not all ballot boxes. I don't believe all ballot boxes are that secure. So, you know, if you really care about your vote, then you can take some common sense approaches and make sure that your vote is going to count. It's not that hard.
Well, with the foreign election interference and this is a fiasco. Where are we going with this? Where are we going? Where's our country going? We can't even elect in a clean manner whoever the next president is or whatever the issues are that we're voting on. Referendum questions, local elections, the Congress and Senate. Oh, man. All right, let's talk about safe weight loss for a minute. Thanks to Kellitrin, the weight loss formula is so dependable because there's no stimulant in it. There are no drug factors in it. It's manufactured here in the United States in a completely COVID-free facility. They don't do anything else in this facility. It is a one-of-a-kind formula, patented ingredients that cannot be replicated or duplicated, and it works so well. 86% of the people, but don't expect overnight. A lot of people say, well, I took it for a week and it didn't do anything. No, it's not going to do anything in a week. It's not even going to do much in a month. You got to give it some time, but is it worth it to keep your body healthy by putting natural things in it versus some of the stuff that's basically poison that you get from other weight loss programs? Get the info, get the product. TopLoss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Time for a Throwback Thursday here on the Thursday. Isn't that an interesting coincidence, Victoria? Throwback Thursday happens on Thursday. Happens to be Thursday, October 29th. This is completely Victoria concoction, by the way. I take no credit for coming up with the idea. Oh, come on. I have a sense of music sense. Okay? So we have the top five songs from a given week in a particular year that we go through every week at this time, and this portion of this hour of the music is focused on the top five. As a matter of fact, today we go to 1978. Anne Murray is number five with You Needed Me, one of America's, she's a Canadian, but she was one of America's great finds, I think. She had such a great career. She was so sweet. I remember interviewing her. And the songs like this that were, some people thought were sappy. I happen to like them, but I like sappy stuff. All right, a little bit of this, Phil, please.
Back into truth again. You even called me friend. Sweet. Gave me strength to stand alone.
Yeah, nice. All right, so that's number five from this week in 1978. Little River Band, responsible for number four. That's a big pop hit. And good lyric line. Do you like this lyric line, Victoria?
I don't know this.
Oh, you don't? Oh, all right. A lot of people listening will know it. Crank it up, will you, Phil? As usual, when I go, you have us listen to the lyric line. We go into the bridge. All right, so that's number four, Little River Band, reminiscing. Number three belonged to a studio group called The Taste of Honey. This was great dance music. Remember, this is the disco era, Victoria. Boogie, oogie, oogie, boogie. Boogie, boogie. All right, this is a good one. Crank it up. I always love this one. You know this one, don't you, Victoria?
Yes, I do know this one.
You like to dance to it? Are you a good dancer? I don't think I've ever asked you.
I'm not much of a dancer.
No. All right. How about Lewis? Is he a good dancer? Do you go dancing much? No?
Actually, my brother and I famously are not dancers, but our spouses dance with each other. So. Yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. Anyway, number three this week, 1978, Boogie Oogie Oogie Boogie Oogie from The Taste of Honey. A guy named Nick Gilder had a hot song, number two this week, became number one. Hot Child.
This will stick in your head all day.
Oh, my God, yes. Crank it up, Phil. Let's spoil everybody's day. Yep.
It's kind of funny because I think of this song as like a summer song. But
yeah. Yeah. The lyric line is not exactly, it's a little, yeah, kind of underage stuff. I think we're treading on, this song would not politically make it today. It just wouldn't. All right, number one, this is an English group, if I remember correctly. Wasn't Exile an English group? I believe they are.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway,
they kind of have that British sound, so maybe.
Yeah. Number one for 4 weeks in a row was Kiss, You All Over, during this time in 1978. So crank this puppy up. This is really a great pop hit, in my estimation, for people like me who like pop music. Stay with me. All right, here we go. Let's sing along. Crank it up, go. Sit still for this year. Very romantic. This is a real romance make love song. Show me everything you do. Baby, no one does it quite like. Okay, baby. So there they are. Top five songs this week in 1978 for your listening and dancing pleasure here. Ann Murray, Little River Band, Taste of Honey, Nick Gilder, and Exile here at 28 after the hour. This is the Thursday DJV program.
How would you like the chance to win a truckload of DeWalt tools, plus the truck they came in? Yeah, we thought so. Don't miss Lowe's Provember event. Now through November 25th, you could win a set of 18 DeWalt tools worth over $3,000. And the truck? A 2021 Chevy Silverado. Enter for your chance to win at lowesforpros.com/provember. Lowe's, the new home for pros. No purchase necessary. Starts 10/28, ends 11/25. LFP membership required. U.S. only. Entry rules on lowesforpros.com/provember.
Our veterans risk it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.125%, APR 3.43%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 2.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At least three people were killed and several wounded on Thursday in Nice, France. This is described by Nice Mayor Christian Estossi as a terrorist attack. Authorities say a man with a knife attacked people outside a church about 9 in the morning local time. Estossi said the attacker shouted Allah Akbar repeatedly as police apprehended him and that the meaning of his gesture left no doubt. Enough is enough, the mayor told local reporters. It's time now for France to exonerate itself from the laws of peace in order to definitively wipe out Islamofascism from our territory. The suspect is in French custody. The chief executives of Silicon Valley's most influential tech companies fielded partisan questions Wednesday in a high-profile hearing. Members of the Senate Commerce Committee largely stayed away from discussing a federal statute that provides a liability shield for social media sites. For Republicans, allegations of anti-conservative bias led the questioning. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Researchers in Spain have announced that 82% of hospitalized patients with COVID-19 were vitamin D deficient. They studied levels of the vitamin in 216 patients admitted to the hospital for COVID-19, finding that 8 in 10 patients were clinically deficient. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism reported a control group of 197 folks. Among these people, 47 were vitamin D deficient. Vitamin D can be produced naturally by exposure to sunlight and found in some foods, including oily fish, eggs and fortified milk, and plant-based milk substitutes. As the presidential campaigns wind down, let's take a look at the Biden camp. USA Radio News, Tim Berg has more.
On Wednesday, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, early voted in Delaware. On Tuesday, he spent part of his day in Georgia trying to flip the state from red to blue. Kate Bedingfield is the deputy campaign chairman and communications director for former Vice President Biden. She explains why the former vice president is spending time in Georgia.
What we're doing in this final week is we are keeping as many paths to 270 open as we possibly can. We're talking to as wide a swath of voters as we can. That doesn't mean that we're abandoning what you're calling the traditional blue line states or the, the priority states to get us to 270. Not at all. In fact, we're just talking to a broader swath of the country.
That audio, courtesy of CNN.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thursday, October 29th, on the air is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, and Victoria Keelan here right now. Zita apparently has it re-strengthened, and I'm trying to follow the path here. Weakened into a tropical storm after it bashed the Gulf Coast, and now it's ripping through Louisiana. Those poor people.
Oh, I know.
My God. What a mess.
32, yeah, so the update now, 32 million people are under tropical storm warnings from the Gulf Coast up through the Mid-Atlantic, and that's pretty much all of today. Hurricane Zeta has now picked up speed, and it is moving northeast, so we're going to get rain here in New Jersey. You're probably going to get a little bit because you're not too far west of Boston, so you'll probably get something as well. But the storm has killed at least two people, and almost 2 million people now have no power across the entire south region. So Zeta's center was near the state line in northern Alabama and Georgia, about 65 miles west of metro Atlanta, and it had wind gusts of over 70 miles per hour. And the storm's actually picking up speed itself. A lot of, like, the last couple hurricanes we had, they were moving, crawling at, 2 miles per hour, 8 miles per hour. Zeta has picked up speed. Now it's up to 39 miles per hour. So it's kind of on a fast track now, moving up to the northeast. But yeah, it's the storm surge and the flooding. It's been a really, look, they predicted this is going to be a bad, bad season.
Yeah.
And absolutely turned out to be everything that was predicted.
Well, I, in the circumstances, you look around and you see the discussion about global warming and weather and the influences of El Nino and La Nina and what it is that makes the situation. I know in my memory this seems to be pretty late. I believe this is probably going to be the last big storm of the season, but it's almost a month out of character. Usually by the end of September, 1st of October, we're done with this stuff.
Hurricane Sandy hit almost this exact time.
Did it? I don't remember. New York. Because that whole area.
Yeah, New Jersey really
was it? So I'm glad you refreshed my memory.
The Jersey Shore was flooded. But that hit right before Halloween because I was living in Manhattan at the time, and Halloween was canceled that year because it was just, there was too much debris flying around. It just wasn't safe, and they didn't want kids walking out on the streets.
Okay.
So, and there was flooding in parts of Manhattan that just were underwater for a long time. Mm-hmm. Down by the Wall Street area, if anyone's ever visited Manhattan and you've been down on, by Battery Park, that was completely underwater. That subway system didn't reopen for a couple of years.
You know what I appreciate about you? You just brought it back to my mind. One of the things that I appreciate about you, and this is not blowing smoke, it's just I think every once in a while you like to hear things when you tease me about what I've, I chuckle all the time because I know you send your teases to me lovingly. I don't tease you because I don't think you tease particularly well, but I do feel like you have
another insult.
Well,
go ahead.
But I think you speak so visually. That's one of the things that makes radio as important as it is, because we don't, the podcasts, if people want to do video podcasts and all that other stuff, and there are some folks who do their radio programs on Facebook, or they post, or they run video, or they do audio, or some of the sports shows are on TV, yada, yada. But I think the real test of a good broadcaster, frankly, is being able to tell stories in words, using words that people can picture in their mind. So that you don't need that visual, you have it in your mind. You capture some experience, and you just made a great example of that, as far as I was concerned.
Thank you.
That's cool. Today is National Internet Day. If you want to go back in memory to this date, 1969, Charlie Klein, who was a grad student at UCLA, sent the first internet message to his colleague Bill Duval up at Stanford. They were working on something called the Advanced Research Projects Agency Network. Oh, of course. It was a Defense Department funded. This is government stuff. ARPANET is what it was called. Connected four terminals at UCLA, Stanford, UC Santa Barbara, and the University of Utah. They succeeded sort of in their first, the first words were login. Imagine that. Now, listen, how recently, 1969, and look at what we have as a result of this. And, yes, it was first developed as a military project. This was for the military. It was not for general consumer use. And then we all know what's happened since then. To date this, back to 1996, AOL introduced a monthly flat rate for access to Internet chat rooms. Did you have an AOL account?
Sure.
Early on?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Didn't we? Most of us had an AOL.
It took forever. You'd have to dial it up, literally using your home phone, so you'd get the dial tone. So no one could call. It was like using a fax machine. You couldn't call someone's house if they were online.
Yeah, right.
And then dedicated lines got it. Naturally. I don't even know where you can find a fax machine. Anyway.
I got one right down the hall in my office.
Who do you fax? Because there's no one on the other end.
I actually have noticed lately, people say, fax me stuff, and it doesn't go through. You know, a lot of doctors use faxes, in fact. They get
right,
stuff back and forth.
But when people say fax now, it's really you scan a document, and it gets emailed. So that's what I'm saying. If you're faxing, it's like, think of it this way.
Faxing with
two
a fax
cans
machine.
That are strung together with
fax.
A piece of string.
Fax machine.
You have a fax machine on
fax
one
machine.
End, and there's literally nothing, there's no other can
on the
other end.
Well, it usually goes into a computer. You're right about that. The people that receive it on the other end usually get an email.
It's an email of
fax.
Yeah.
On an email. Yeah, exactly. Right. All right. So.
At some point, you're going to have to just scan an email.
Yeah. 1998, Apple designs a landmark desktop computer that could set up with a simple process, set it up in your home. Apple's catchphrase in the commercial, there's no step three.
Yeah, that was the one. It was an all-in-one. I don't know if you remember these, but it was. They were all different colors, and it was an all-in-one. It looked like an old TV screen, but the computer was all built into one thing, so it wasn't a screen and a tower. Or a PCU, so it was all in one. So the two steps were you turn the computer on and you plug in the keyboard and that was it. So that was the two steps.
Really?
And the color, the design, this is where Steve Jobs really, I think, where his real brilliance shone.
Yeah.
And he knew that if you make things that are aesthetically pleasing and adding all those color options, we still see it today. If you think about it, only iPhone offers a million different colors of every phone. There are no other cell phone companies, smartphone companies to this day who do that. So, you know, maybe if you buy like a Samsung, you'll get an option between, you know, silver or gold. But with Apple, they have continued to make sure that color is such a big part of all of their product lines. And because people are naturally, you know, your eye catches that and you're naturally, you just gravitate towards it. And that's what he knew all the way back in the 90s when he made those first really colorful computers. And then when that translated into the laptop version, I mean, it was just, you know, pick a color, any color. People went nuts for it.
So Zuckerberg in 2004 launched Facebook. Imagine
just stalk a girl who jumped
60,
in.
Yeah.
People forget
hard.
That. Yeah.
Right.
It was basically
amazing.
To slam a girl. It was a horrible, horrible, stupid thing that was so sexist that he started with his buddy, and it was basically the Facebook to just slam girls. It was horrible. It was to rate how girls looked.
All right. So speaking of Zuckerberg, did you see any of the testimony? I'm reading now, looking at some of the video.
I read some of the transcript. I didn't watch it.
Jack Dorsey looks like he should be an 1880s bad guy robbing a bank.
Why do you say that?
Well, look at him. He's a rough-looking dude, man. He really is. Tough, tough, tough. Zuckerberg looks like, you know, kind of what you'd expect a Zuckerberg to look like. And then the guy who is from Alphabet, another, you know, an Indian guy who looks like an Indian guy. But, you know, look at this. They were speaking before the Commerce Committee yesterday about misinformation and bias and all that kind of stuff. They are getting a lot of scrutiny and maybe well deserved. I guess they're, you know, I think what the problem partially is that people don't understand what this is all about. You just said something that was so pithy back again to kind of the compliment, not left-handed, speaking about why Zuckerberg. Most people don't know that Facebook started because Zuckerberg was chasing around some babe that rejected him. And so he created this sort of in his laboratory, in his college.
It was vindictive, and it was sexist.
Yeah, he's an ass. And I still think he's an angry, kind of controlling guy.
Absolutely.
I see that in his mannerisms. I see it, and I look at his face. And listen to him, he's very discomforting as far as I'm concerned. And to have as much power and control and influence as he does is, I don't think it's a cool thing. I don't like the guys at Google either. I never like them. I don't know that much about Dorsey, except I just saw the first picture of him. And I'm telling you,
oh,
he looks like...
Oh, his pandemic beard? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. He looks like he should be...
He hasn't, in the past, he hasn't looked like that, but I think that's his pandemic beard, yeah.
Wow. He should be a bad guy.
He looks a little Unabomber-y, to be honest.
He does.
It's not a good look.
No, it is not a good look. So anyway.
But he does act, now that you say it, he does look like he could ride up alongside of a train on a horse
and rob it. Yeah, he does. Yeah. The robber barons, the modern day robber barons in a manner of speaking. Here's somebody who's not. We know a lot about Mike Lindell using those names. One that is equally as famous, I think, around the country is Mike Lindell, who has become a household name because of his work at MyPillow. He's developing this pillow. He is happy to, I don't know if he's happy to, but he's certainly able to tell us stories about his life and where he comes from and how this business about pillows became a passion of his. And look what he's developed. It's a great American story, actually. He goes from pillows to sheets to towels to these heavy weighted blankets, anything that has anything to do with getting a good night's rest, you can find in the catalog at MyPillow.com. And take steps right now to take advantage of the sale of the year. I remember talking about this time last year, getting ready and talking about Christmas, and people say, ah, it's too early to talk about Christmas. I don't think so. I think Victoria will tell you she's already done.
Not this year, right? Everybody, I think, is just kind of like, as soon as Halloween's over, Christmas trees are going up. People are just,
start buying.
Let's fast forward.
So you can buy this online at MyPillow.com. When I say this, I should say these. King-size pillows, queen-size pillows, standard-size pillows. Right now, using the promo code DJV, you can get them for 66% off. That's at MyPillow.com. Also, the Giza sheets. You receive two for one low price, plus free shipping when you use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Those of you who look forward to daylight savings time, I don't know what's wrong with you. There's got to be something wrong with you if you like daylight savings time. I think
Why can't we just end it?
Yeah, just right.
You know,
yeah,
I know
like
Arizona right. Yeah. Arizona doesn't have it, and they've managed to survive.
Why do we
still need it?
Who knows? So anyway, the clocks are changing this weekend, end of daylight savings time on Saturday night, Sunday morning, extra hour sleeping. I don't know. I look forward already to March when daylight savings time comes back in again. What is it? Fall back and spring ahead.
Right.
That's how you figure out what goes on. This is a plan that's pretty effective, though. If you typically go to bed at 11 o'clock and your wake-up time is 7, try staying up until 11:30 on Saturday and sleep until 7 o'clock on Sunday. Gives your body an extra half hour of sleep, which experts say will help you adjust more quickly, less drastically going forward, go back to your normal sleep schedule the next day or two. So is that something you do, Victoria?
I'm a mess with daylight savings. Sometimes I think I'm on top of it, and other times I'm just not. I don't know. I haven't found a strategy.
All right. Strategy is to kind of ignore it or get rid of it. That's what I would suggest.
Get rid of it
before the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Halloween. This could be it'd be a great Halloween movie, even though it came out in the spring of whatever year it came out in, if I remember correctly. But you think about Jaws. I, to this day, I've never watched that movie from one end to the other.
It's so good.
It gets to the point where the thing jumps out of the ocean and grabs Robert Shaw, and that's it for me.
Well, that's the end. You made it to the end.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are other things that the thing eats. And then you go to Universal Studios and you see that phony, how silly it actually is. But on the movie screen, it looks real, man. Look out for this. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, Movie Moments, on the DJV program. Victoria and Doug and Chucker, the movie music theme from Jaws. So are you going to scare us for Thanksgiving with this?
No, not really. Although, you know, a lot of people, when they do their annual top 10 Halloween movies or whatever, top 25 scary movies, I never put Jaws as a horror film. It's more of an adventure drama film that has some horror elements, but I don't consider it a horror film. But Richard Dreyfuss, who played the character Hooper in that film, turned 73 years old today. Born in Brooklyn, New York in 1947.
Boy, he had a varied career. He was so fortunate he was spotted in American, what do you call it, right? Early, wasn't that?
American Graffiti.
American Graffiti. That was his first role. And how many other actors got their start in that movie? And
well, it was Harrison Ford, Ron
Harrison
Howard
Ford
was
in
that movie.
Yep.
Cindy Williams, a bunch of stuff. Suzanne Somers was in that movie.
Yeah. But think about the varied career that Dreyfuss has had, from Mr. Holland's Opus to... Yeah. You know, playing the bad guy in that movie Red with Bruce Willis. Remember that role that he played? And then the politician that ran against Michael Douglas. What was his name?
American President.
What was his character?
I don't recall. Well, he did Jaws was huge, and then he did Close Encounters of the Third Kind in 77, which was a huge film. You know, I tell you an interesting story about that film. Originally, Steven Spielberg wanted to cast Steve McQueen in the role of Roy Neary, and there was a crying scene in the movie, and Steve McQueen told Spielberg that he doesn't cry in movies. and ultimately wound up passing on the part because of that. Mm-hmm. And then they cast Richard Dreyfuss, so I thought it was awesome. It really required an everyman. I'll tell you another story. In 1990, when Arnold Schwarzenegger did Total Recall, that was the Paul Verhoeven film. I liked that film tremendously. They originally looked at Patrick Swayze and then Richard Dreyfuss as the role of Doug Quaid. Yeah, because they wanted an everyman, not a big muscle-bound guy. But Arnold wound up getting the role. I thought it was one of Arnold's best roles, actually, if not Total Recall. But that would have been a really interesting movie if Richard Dreyfuss was the lead in that big action film, Total Recall.
Yesterday,
he's also in the remake of Poseidon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was. That's right, too. Yesterday, in your absence, we talked about a movie. It was basically, I guess, a documentary, the movie Twice Born. It's a movie about somebody who comes into a reality that's different than most of us. It's just a very interesting story, and I've been trying to find it around. And I was thinking that in this era, Victoria, where we have so many movies, we're looking for spots in movie theaters for movies, this thing would show up more than it has. And you know more about the movie. It's a biopic. Tells the story of a highly successful businessman who relinquishes everything to pursue his true calling, which has to do with finding out what motivates people. And it's just, I liked the idea behind the movie. I'm just wondering whether or not this thing is going to make it. There's so many of these Christian movies around.
Listen, there's a lot of product now being made that simply do not want to play in theaters. They just want it exclusively on streaming services. So, it is frustrating when people, like, give example, and like even like a movie like this Borat sequel, why people will say, well, why can't it play in some theaters? If theaters that are open, what's the problem? But they don't want it to. They want it to be an exclusive product because they want people to buy membership on Amazon Prime.
And not me. Huh? Well, I already have it anyway, but it just that's not my motivation.
It would be like if Paramount Pictures sold Coming to America 2 with Eddie Murphy to Amazon also in December. Mm-hmm. That's $125 million. Why can't that play in theaters? Because they don't want it to.
Well, I'm thinking there's going to be no Oscar ceremony this year at all.
If there is, it would be very inside game. I don't see the point. But
no point.
I wouldn't bet against it totally.
Yeah. I'm looking at some of the other. I tried to go to the movies last night, and I found that my theater has been closed. Now it was open every day. Now it's only open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes. Yep. That's the norm now.
Yeah, it would seem. All right, well, so to the movies tomorrow night we go. Chuck Curry helps us make our decisions about where to go, although it's pretty slim pickings these days. Still some great stories about movies and actors and in-kind material. Chuck Curry with Doug.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.